Well, I thank the music team for that, and I know exactly why you picked out that song, which will become evident as I share with you my talk title. I'm going to be doing a series this week and next week, and it's Staying the Course. There's gold at the end of the rainbow. We're sitting on a gold mine, definitely and absolutely. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. So, you know, throughout our lifetimes, there are small endeavors that we participate in, and sometimes there's larger endeavors. There's bigger goals, there's bigger intentions that we set. There's bigger changes in our lives. There's opportunities before us. And as we live our lives, we trust in spirit, we feel the impulses, we begin to set those intentions and those goals, and we begin to move forward. Goals like maybe, how many of you have gone back to school after you graduated and then decided to go back later? Me. Okay. Two. How many of you decided to move to a new area, buy a new home or relocate? Okay. How many of you have gone through a challenging health experience in your life? So, some of these things, whether it's even going to high school or going through college, we all have different milestones, different courses throughout our lives that are a part of the path that we are on as spiritual humanity. And it's interesting because we do talk about how important it is to center ourselves in prayer and in that awareness of the power and presence of God to support us in going forward, to walk by faith, to set that intention and to walk by faith. From scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight or appearance." How many of you, when you went to move, ended up moving exactly where you thought you would? How many of you who bought a new car bought the one you originally intended? How many of you, I see Terry laughing over here. Yeah, me too. It's like we walk by faith, but not by sight or appearance of the outer circumstances that would tend to sort of distract us from that inner presence of God that guides us forward. And going on in Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. In other words, faith is the assurance that which we have set our intention upon is there. It's the conviction of things that are not yet seen. See, faith acknowledges that we stand in faith first before it has its outer manifestation in the outer world. And so as we walk along these paths, as we set an intention for a shift or a change, as we know that we are on a path, on moving on a journey, it's important for us to return often to that place, that impulse that moved us forward in that direction in the first place. Ash Sweeney said, "Dreamers and achievers are very similar. Dreamers and achievers are very similar. Both work under the same logic and share the same visions, but only one will do whatever it takes." Achievers will do whatever it takes to follow forward on that dream. And William Newton Clark said, "Faith is daring the soul to go beyond what the eyes can see." So as we recognize and take a look at, and I invite you right now to take a look at what journeys are you on? What paths are you traversing right now? What course have you laid forth? And recognizing, as you kind of tune into that, the broader scope and how it's manifesting forward for you. And you know, having grown up in unity, I can remember hearing as a child this statement, and it was like, okay, well, if it's ordained, if God is present in this process, it will flow, it will be easy, it will be wonderful. How many heard that? Yeah. We heard that. That was sort of an erroneous concept. that took us out of the truth of the importance, a part of the gold that's at the end of the rainbow. It took us out of the importance of understanding that the courses that we lay and the paths that we walk are about learning and growing. And they're not always about being easy. It doesn't mean that we do not have at every step along the way the amazing, limitless support of the presence of God to be that wisdom, that impulse, that guidance, that greater sight. We have that. It doesn't necessarily make it easy. And because it isn't easy, it doesn't mean it's not the right path. We're very aware with our computers, our cell phones, our everythings that are so instant nowadays. It's like, man, you know, don't we just want it right now? And we've kind of forgotten about that it's not just the end of the rainbow. It is the journey along the path. And how do we show up as we take that journey? Think about those climbers who climbed Everest for the first time. Now, they had that impulse and that strong desire to accomplish something very special. So, was it a piece of cake? No, it wasn't. You know, for many of us, going back to school, that wasn't easy. For many of us, raising a family, it wasn't easy. For many of us, packing up everything and moving somewhere else, it wasn't easy. These journeys aren't necessarily about being easy. They are about being meaningful. They are about recognizing that we have set a course through a divine intention, a divine impulse, a stirring within the heart of our being that is moving us forward. And if we recognize in our life's journey, wherever you are, with whatever path you're on, the church right now is in a forward motion course of moving from this facility and moving into a new facility. For each of you, whatever journey you're on, you know, when you first start out, aren't you all excited? It's like, oh, I'm going to go get a new car. Oh, I'm going to get a new computer. Oh, I just recently got a new phone that I'd waited a long time for. You know, Samsung, the Note 7s. Had batteries that blew up. Well, I had a Note 4 I was just about to upgrade. And then we found that out. So then I had to nurse my phone along all that time. So I'm thrilled. I got the new Note 8 that's come out now and pre-ordered it. So then I go, oh my gosh. Now what do I do? I have to transfer all my stuff. I have to figure out where it's located. I have to know how to turn it on. I have to reorganize everything. Have any of you gone through that with your phones? Yeah. So do I want to then throw the phone away? Well, yeah, kind of sometimes, but not really, because it's really exciting. And that's that impulse. You know, I've been waiting so long to get it. And yet going forward, it hasn't exactly been the easiest process. And so what it requires is returning to that impulse or that desire that started me on that course. Because there is gold at the end of the rainbow when I have a new device that doesn't run out of battery in 3 hours and that takes better pictures and can store a lot more when I'm willing to walk the path that maybe isn't necessarily easy. So what we discover as we set a course, as we look to a path, and I'm going to just invite you to think about something that a journey you're on right now. It might be something simple. It might be something grand. So in that journey, what are the distractions that have come up? I love it because Chrissy first started it. She said, and you guys probably have heard this too. It's, you know, you're out, you're walking your dog, you know, and they love you. They're all right there. And what goes? A squirrel. And they go, squirrel. A squirrel. Oh, rabbit. Oh, a bird. Right, you know. How much do we do that? A lot, friends. We just do because, oh, that's shinier, that's brighter over there. Oh my gosh, I got this brand new phone. Oh, look at that one that person has. I wonder if that has something better on it that I missed out on. How often we get distracted and we look to something else, or as we start out on a journey, we may discover when we run into the roadblocks, it's not quite as easy as we thought, right? There's a quote from an unknown author and also from Howard Chandler Christie. So the first one is, every tomorrow has two handles. We can take hold of it by the handle of anxiety, or we can take hold of it by the handle of faith. And Howard Chandler Christie goes on to say, every morning I spend 15 minutes filling my mind full of God, so there's no room left for worry thoughts. See, friends, as we're partway along the journey, when that first initial enthusiasm that got us started, like when I then had to change everything on my phone, or maybe you're looking for a car and all of a sudden you realize you've just spent 8 hours right on the computer looking up all the little different things about the car. So there was that initial excitement, right, and enthusiasm. And then it begins to wane a little bit because we hit those things that distract us, like a squirrel, like, oh my gosh, is this the right path? Fears, worries, doubts, anxiety comes in. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I can't finish school. Maybe I shouldn't have moved. You know, all of these things come in through the pathway of our thinking. It's natural. We're human. And yet, so what we get to recognize is, are we going to go to the squirrel or are we going to stay on our path? Wayne Dyer also says another aspect of how we can be distracted. He says, judgments prevent us from seeing the good that lies beyond appearances. How many judgments do we place on what we're doing? We judge ourselves. I'm not good enough. There's no way I'm going to finish this. Or, well, you know, that group of people, they don't like me. I'm not going there anymore, even though that was where I really wanted to be. See, there's all these kinds of judgments that can come up. And Orrin Woodward, who is, he was a New York Times bestseller author. He's amazing in life leadership. He says, doubts in your mind are a much greater roadblock to success than obstacles on the journey. See, it's like, yes, there are indeed going to be obstacles on the journey. When those first climbers climbed Mount Everest, they had snow, they had fog, they had elements, they had a path, maybe they had to retraverse and go another way. We also, on the courses of our lives, have many journeys. And it's up to us to recognize those things that distract us, that take us off course. And to be willing to recognize that we do not want to stop on the 1 yard line, right? So I, when I was working on this yesterday, I was thinking about Christopher Columbus. So stop for a minute and really think what it would feel like to be so firmly ingrained in the belief that the world was flat and there was an end, and you would drop off of it, and monsters, dragons, whatever, would get you. No, we can think, well, that's silly. And of course, it's hard to bring up the fear that would have been felt then when that belief was true. Yet think about it. Columbus knew something different. Columbus had a conviction. Columbus stepped beyond appearances. And he sailed that boat forward. And then, you know, when he started to move to the horizon, it looked like it ended. Well, what happened? Kept going, didn't it? It kept going. See, friends, this is what happens along the course, along the paths that we're on, when we're about making a change, when we're shifting. Of course, there are going to be doubts. And it's hard sometimes when we can't see what the future holds to be staying the course. It's hard to keep putting one foot in front of our others when we think that we're going to fall off the end of the earth. From Scripture, James 1, 5 through 6, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. And in Lamentations 3:57, it says, You came near when I called on you. You said, do not fear. So friends, if we are to be about staying the course, about continuing forward and not getting distracted, not letting our doubts and our fears stop us from that initial intention that set us forward, then we can indeed begin to continue moving towards that which is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And in that process, we recognize, have you ever seen a sailboat sailing out in the ocean? Do you ever notice a sailboat cannot go straight, can it? So it doesn't go on a path like this. It goes, it tacks back and forth, and it changes, and it adjusts. So what's important for us to recognize when we are staying the course, it doesn't mean that we go, well, be damned anything else, because I said I was going to do this, and that's all that can happen. It is about recognizing that along the journey, and though we may have doubts and we may be distracted, if we come back to that initial impulse and that place of faith that calls upon limitless substance of wisdom and guidance from the mind of God, from the intelligence of all creation, that we can indeed recommit and recenter and adjust. You know, many of you know that after I graduated from seminary, I really thought that I was being called to be at a church back in Southern California. And I went, I had this wonderful interview. Most of you have heard the story. I thought I was going there. It was a done deal. Did not turn out to be that. And I will tell you, it wasn't an easy adjustment for me, because I thought God had led me there. I thought that was the inspiration that drew me there. It was my right and perfect place. So what does our mind do? It goes, what did I do wrong? Right? What did I do wrong? And it took me being back at Unity Village and the support of people there and working to begin to ask a different question. And I'll share this quote from Leela Cooper. In times of hardship, you have to stop asking God why and ask, what's next? What's next? So I had to go, I thought I was going to move right out to California, but I moved back to Unity Village and I stayed there a while and allowed a new change of course. It did not mean I was not continuing on my journey to move forward to find my right place as a minister. And we continue on that journey always as we set different courses for ourselves. So I needed to recenter, refocus, recommit, and adjust that path to be open to walking in faith. The faith that had started me on that journey to begin with. In Isaiah, in scripture, Isaiah 54:2, it says, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. Wow, friends. It means continuing to make adjustments to the course as you go along. And sure, in that process, the doubts, the fears, the concerns will come up. If we let them consume us, it stops our journey. If we recognize that it's only natural, you know, when a dog is walking on a path and it sees a squirrel, it's only natural it's going to look, but that doesn't mean you can't come back on course. So it's our recognition of when fears and doubts, when challenges come up, when climbing the mountains seems hard, we go back to spirit. We go back to that initial divine impulse. And we see to what degree it might need to be tweaked a little. It might need to be shifted or changed. Or it might need to just be infused with a new impetus to carry it forward so that we don't stop on the 30-yard line or the 10 or the 5 or the 1, but so that we move forward to completion. In Scripture from 2 Corinthians 8, 11 through 12, it says, "Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means." Your completion of it. Finish the work. Your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has. And it goes on in Joshua 22:5b to say, "Love the Lord your God and walk in his ways." Not some God outside yourself. We're talking about love the impulse of godness, the impulse of spirit, the impulse of divine wisdom and light. And walk in that and keep the commandment, keep the connection, keep the commitment to that and hold fast to that and serve that with all your heart and with all your soul. Friends, this is how we journey along the challenges and the pathways of life that are impulses, that are the divine impulses of God within us that will lead us to what we can then become and create. I would never have thought of ending up in South Bend, Indiana. And as I regrouped, readjusted my course, as I came back, did my own inner spiritual work that decided that I might want to listen to that higher will and presence rather than what I thought in my head was the right thing to do, I began to be guided in different directions. And this became my place to be. And I followed on that. Staying the course with faith manifests extraordinary results, friends. It does mean that we continue on the course even through challenges, even though we might feel afraid. It doesn't mean to blindly follow something because you started it initially when there is guidance to shift that course. So keep that always in mind, but that again is returning consistently to the place of faith to know that there is a greater wisdom that we can lay hold of and it will move as an impulse within us in guiding us forward in all that we do. So I'll invite you this week as you're beginning to be a little bit more aware of some of the courses, the paths that you have plotted and are in the process of moving through. Begin to just simply recognize, what are the stumbling blocks? What are the big rocks that are in the road? What are the fears and doubts that come in? And are those things that are important that you need to pay attention to, or are they simply a distraction? And recommit, recenter, refocus in faith to walking toward the gold at the end of the rainbow. So I will close with this quote from author and poet Rachelle Goodrich. She says, "Goals are my North Star, my compass, the map that guides me along the road I wish to travel. Goals are motivations with wind in their sails. They carry me forward despite the storms." Friends, let's keep walking the journey with faith in our hearts and with an understanding that as we do indeed continue to commit to that which our impulses draw us to, that we will find and experience and be a part of manifesting that gold at the end of the rainbow.